Welcome to the Middle East Peace Update Report. I am Bro Steph. Today is April 3rd, 2016, and the title of today's audio report is Trust in the Lord. I base this off of Psalm 37, and I want to read to you Psalm 37, verses 12 through 15. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Verse 15, their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Today, as we look around, and by the way, I should say that this report is both prophetic and a report of encouragement. As we look around today, we see that the wicked does, in fact, plot, as the scripture says that I just read, against us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. All we have to do is read the headlines and look around, look at the panoramic view of what's going on today. Today, if a pastor teaches out of the book of Leviticus, out of Romans chapter 1, and teaches his flock that in fact homosexuality or lesbianism is not a cultural norm and is not something that should be practiced in our culture today. If a pastor does that, he can find himself in lots of trouble, either from the gay lesbian community, or in some countries, he can actually be accused of hate crime and be put in jail. Then as we take our eyes and look into the Middle East, we see evil people, demonically possessed people, in the name of ISIS, torturing, crucifying, murdering, and killing God's beloved, our brothers and sisters in Christ, in the Middle East. We see that believers in China are put in jail. We see that believers in Russia, at times, if they say anything against the government, they are put into jail. And I could go on and on and on. And in the United States, the sentiment against true believers, those that believe in Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, our Messiah, our Savior, our Lord. You believe in him today, there is a sentiment that is creeping into the United States that is anti-God, and we too are going to start paying a price for our faith. And so I thought this scripture was very appropriate for us to read. And I would encourage you to please read it, the entire chapter 37 of Psalm. Read Psalms 37. David wrote this when he was on the run and when he was being chased down and his life was always being threatened. It's a beautiful psalm to encourage us. And I want to read these four verses again. The wicked plots against the just, gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him. He sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. And then I would say to focus on verse 5 No, let me take you to verse 4. Psalm 37, verse 4. Listen to this. This is how we should be dealing with the days that we're living in. Instead of being discouraged, we should be encouraged. And this is how the Lord wants our attitudes to be. Verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. And so there we have it from King David, who knew what it was to suffer, who knew what it was to be hated by people. And King David rested in the Lord, trusted in him, and opted to be a man that was gracious and extended a hand of grace and compassion to those around him. And his psalms certainly reflect that attitude. And so I would encourage all of us to trust in the Lord. Look to him. Don't worry. Don't fret about the days that we live in. God has got it under control. He knows exactly what's going on, and he knows exactly where everything's headed. And his day is coming. And so I just wanted to encourage all of us to really get our minds fixed on the things above, those things that are more powerful than the circumstances we're faced with. Jesus Christ, our King, our Lord and Savior, fix your minds and your hearts on him. And I know times economically are tough. I know people are suffering from chronic illness, from life-threatening illness, from economic distress, losing their jobs. People are having inter-family, interpersonal relationship issues and problems, and things just seem to be upside down. I know that these times are difficult, but I also know that the God that we serve is bigger than any of our difficulties. I know because I'm living through it myself. I suffer from chronic health conditions, and I have to trust in the Lord every day to get me through each and every day. And so I'm speaking to you from a place of someone who does understand suffering on a daily basis. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. And God will show you the way out of your trial and your struggle after you have learned what it is he wants you to learn. God bless you. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ today, I'd like to encourage you to go to brosteph.com, brosteph.com. Scroll to the bottom of the webpage and look at the Roman Road, the four spiritual laws, and the new video I posted called Are You Barabbas? And I want to encourage you, the days that we're living in are such that knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior is so very important. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, I would encourage you to do it today. God bless you. Keep looking up and remember to live out your faith. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.